You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He said, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really kicking off because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow.
For the weekend of Friday, October 2nd, 2020, our 25th year on the air. Yes, welcome into Tomorrow on radio, the original social media. And remember, we're coming to you this hour from the Dexcom G6 studios. The future of diabetes management is here. Visit Dexcom.com, D-E-X-C-O-M.com for more. I am Dave Graveline.
I am Chris Graveline.
Are you sure? You didn't sound so convinced there.
Well, it's 2020. I'm not really sure of anything these days.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, first off, right out of the box, if you will, right before we went on the air, TGI Fridays came by to kind of lighten the mood. As a brand that delivers that Fridays feeling, you know, you always think in terms of, oh, it's Friday. That's not a bad thing. They want to encourage guests to have some fun and enjoy the little things. So they launched the iconic Loaded Potato Skins presidential candidacy. The goal to encourage people to continue to share and enjoy while putting all other differences aside. Plus, they're delicious, too. You and I and the team here has enjoyed the hot, crispy, and loaded TGI Friday potato skins.
I'll get my vote.
Oh, there you go. So in case you were on the fence, now you know.
They had bacon. So how can I not vote for
that's true.
Bacon?
Chris yelled, bacon! And he just pushed everybody else aside and moved in. Yeah. So you can visit potatoskin4president.com. And I don't know if you can do mail-in ballots or if you have to vote in person. I think they would prefer you go vote in person, which means visit a TGI Fridays near you.
Yeah, it'd probably be a little soggy if you did the mail-in.
Yeah, that's true. Either that or the mail carrier will take it because it'll smell so good. I don't know. You have to look into that. But, hey, thanks, TGI Fridays. You did lighten our mood and the collective mood of the team and Chris and I. Very impressed. And we may even have to go get more. At some point, so we'll see. But we've got Horatio and Erasmo and Kim and Danny and Beth and others gathered round to be able to address your digital concerns and answer any questions you may have about consumer tech. We hope you join us on the interwebs all the time because we can also provide our free podcasts, all 3 hours. Yes, 3 hours. Did he say 3 hours? Yes. Because our station is only able to carry 2 of his 3 hours. That happens. We understand. But if that happens to you or you're unable otherwise to hear us on the radio, subscribe to our free podcast, and then you won't miss any of Into Tomorrow because that's important.
And they're free. They won't cost you anything.
That's true. Did I mention no charge?
Yeah.
We did.
Just like our app. It's also free.
Also true. Also free. Be sure and snag the Into Tomorrow app. Search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and join us here in the studio.
Because that participation will enter you to the Into Tomorrow Hot Summer and Into the Fall giveaway, which we still got going on for another couple weeks.
That's right. When we hear you on the air, that's the key. Now, we've also said, yes, you can text our 800 number now, because that works with Text Me Anywhere. Try it, and we are selecting several We've already had great responses from several. We have some in today's show again, some in last week's show, to actually send prizes. But usually to earn prizes, we got to hear you on the air.
And we've asked you to please include your name and city when you text us. We've had a few people that just send their name and city.
Yeah. You notice we're not mentioning those because they don't qualify to win a prize. Ask a question, help another listener, participate on the show. But because we have the technology, you can text our 800 number that Chris is about to give you, that we prefer you actually pick up the phone and call and then speak. I sort of hold your hand through the process. When you call the 800 number, you'll see what I mean. It's fun. It's easy. And you win fabulous prizes because that's how it works, does it not?
It is.
Yep.
And that number is 800.
Call in. Oh. Win stuff.
How dare you interrupt? Oops. How dare we interrupt your son? What are we on, a debate?
I had to take a step back and yeah.
Yeah. One more time, Cam, when your couple of seconds are yours with no interruption.
Call in. Win stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
And that number to call in and win stuff is 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Yep. Or text to it if you want. But again, just because you do that doesn't mean you win a prize.
Right.
But we will do, just like we do occasional emails, we'll address a few of those. So Amazon announced a bunch of new products last week for smart home, gaming, cars, a bunch of stuff. Did you get any?
No.
Oh.
But Alexa's got balls.
Yeah, I beg your pardon?
Well, the new Alexa speakers, the Echoes.
Oh,
they're sphere-shaped. So they're more ball-like.
Ballsy.
Like a ball.
Kind of. Okay. Yeah. Does that make you want to run get one?
No.
No. You're fine with your Echo and your whatever the other one is, the big one?
Yeah, I got the Echo Show.
The Echo
Show. Echo is the regular one, and then you have the Echo... no,
Dot.
The Echo Dot, yes.
I have a couple of those around the house.
But they've also released now a kids version of the Echo, which is kind of the same kind of thing, but they've got little designs. They have one that's a lion. I think they have a panda design on it.
Oh, cute.
But, I think they may also have, certain parental controls you can put on them.
Which you can do anyway.
Yeah.
But I guess they're trying to encourage you to be more kid-friendly.
Yeah, but the most interesting thing was the flying drone, the flying indoor camera drone.
It flies in your house?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
It's the indoor drone called the Ring Always Home Cam. It's designed to let customers see inside their homes when they're not in, perhaps to check to see if the stove is on, not that you can do anything about it, or if someone has broken in. Now, the Amazon unveiled this at their event last week. According to Amazon, the $250 camera can fly only along preset flight paths. The drone can also be set to detect motion and automatically fly towards it.
Interesting. So, yeah, not only if you leave the stove on, but what if you find a burglar?
Yeah.
Does it have a two-way speaker saying, this is the police? Exit the house immediately and you will not be shot.
Maybe.
Come on.
If you've got teenagers, it could be cool to scare the heck out of them. If they come home too late one night, you have the drone set to fly to motion when it detects it.
Or perhaps your pet.
Yeah.
Let the cat chase after it or the dog look up and go, eh? Yeah. It's like, what's with that? That could be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd jump on that opportunity either. Any pricing on the Alexa's balls or any of these other things?
There was, but I'm a bad tech news reporter. I don't have that information handy.
Christopher David Graveline.
I know I'm fired.
Nah.
No.
We'll give you another chance. Google informed its advertisers that it will broadly block election ads after polls close on November 3rd, that according to an email, a Google spokesperson said, given the likelihood of delayed election results this year, when polls close on November 3rd, we will pause ads referencing the 2020 election, the candidates, or its outcome. Further, they said the ban was expected to be in place for a minimum of a week, but that it was not decided when the ban would be lifted. She said the company would consider factors such as the time taken for votes to be counted or whether there was civil unrest. The restrictions apply to Google Ads, DV360, and even YouTube. So don't look for any political ads, as if we would. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't wait till election day so that it's over. And enough of this already. Let's get back to, normal with air quotes, but the normal nonsense ads and not the political ads.
I never thought I would say that I miss looking at pictures of people's annoying cats on Facebook.
But much prefer that than all these ads that not only bombard us on television, for crying out loud, but and radio, to be fair, but also on all this anti-social media. It's enough already.
Well, you know, and it's not just the political ads. It's the ads that show up for things that we've just sort of talked about. I mean, I showed you an ad that popped up on my phone on Facebook the other day. You had just finished talking about some neck pain you've been having, and you think you need a massage. Yeah. And later that same day, I just show you my phone, and there's an ad on Facebook for a neck massager.
Yeah. Which was, again, very spooky because Alexa and Google were both kind of in earshot listening because we have, of course, the Google Home and we've had all the Alexa devices because we're testing them all the time and actually comparing them, asking one or the other, is it going to rain today and how far off they are, among other things. And sure enough, lo and behold, there's an ad for a neck massager. Yeah. Hmm.
But the
devices, we've had that happen several times with many different things.
Yeah. But the devices aren't always listening, you know.
Well, they're always listening for their wake-up command.
Yeah. They only respond to the wake-up command. Only. They're always listening.
Yes. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's the truth.
Yeah. Well, because if they weren't always listening, how would they know when you said the wake-up word? Or when somebody on your TV says the wake-up word. Yeah. I'm constantly having to tell my Alexa to shut up because it gets activated by something on the TV.
I know. Like, are you listening to us on speakers? And right now, if I were to say, Alexa, who's Dave Graveline? Then it will tell you.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Alexa, shut up.
Shut up. Or, you know, hey, Google or something. And, of course, it wakes my phone up, even though it's on silent.
Yeah. I can't tell you how thrilled I was when I found out that Alexa, shut up, actually works and she'll stop. Because I used to just say, Alexa, cancel. That's so boring. But now I get to actually tell her to shut up and it works.
I know. And I've had to use the D word. By that, I mean, like, damn it. When I've asked her to turn on or off a light or a device or something, because she won't do it. And then I say it again with a little more emphasis, and then she'll do it. It's like, what, now I have to yell at her? That's crazy.
Well, she didn't turn the light off last night in my bedroom when I asked her to. I had a lamp in the corner, and I said, Alexa, turn the lamp off. She said, okay. Lamp didn't turn off. I asked her again. Okay. Didn't turn off. I got out of bed, walked across the room, and as I'm reaching to the switch on the lamp, it turns off.
Wow, you actually got out of bed? That's the part that amazes me the most. But yeah, I've had that happen too. You go back into the room to go do it manually, and whoop, it's off.
Of course, with that, I don't know if I should blame Alexa or blame that Leviton plug-in switch thing that doesn't usually work.
That's true. Oftentimes it is Leviton and these other devices that are causing the delays, but who knows? Now, this is very sad. According to a study released by the Pew Research Center, about a quarter of all U.S. adults, 26% they say, get their news on YouTube. They get their news there only.
That's sad.
Yeah. The think tank found that of all the people who use YouTube to get up to date on current events, a whopping 72% of them said the platform is either an important or the most important source for their news. Seriously? Now, if they're going to known news sources and seeing stories or clips, that might be one thing. But so many, especially, let's face it, millennials and Gen Zers and whatnot, that's it. They don't ever watch TV or listen to radio news or, if there's any left, pick up a newspaper. They go to YouTube. Or worse, they get their news from TikTok. But if that's the only place 72% of people are getting their news, that's very sad. I don't understand that.
And we wonder why our population is so uninformed or misinformed.
Yeah. Misinformed is an understatement.
Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah, although it takes some convincing for some people.
Yeah.
Well, I read it on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Uh-huh.
Please.
Last weekend, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency tweeted out two grainy images that depict a set of wireless earbuds. The agency noted its officers at JFK Airport in New York confiscated some 2,000, quote, counterfeit Apple AirPods coming in from Hong Kong. Just one little snag. The ripoff AirPods aren't actually counterfeits at all, but rather products from a competitor company. Specifically, the devices are OnePlus Buds, a $79 alternative to Apple's wireless earbuds. OnePlus even replied to CBP's original tweet with a slightly snarky reply, tweeting, "Hey, give those back!"
Yeah, but now they didn't have Apple logos or anything, did they?
And Customs and Border Protection stood firm, saying, quote, upon examining the shipment in question, a CBP import specialist determined that the subject earbuds appeared to violate Apple's configuration trademark, basically saying that they look too close to Apple's AirPods, so they're saying they violate Apple's design trademark.
Yeah, but, oh, man. I mean, you know I always back the blue. You know I'm a former police officer. But that's not CBP's job to determine if there's a possible copyright infringement. That's courts.
And that's the thing. Last I've heard, they're still holding those earbuds from OnePlus until they go to a court to prove that they're not violating a patent.
Can you imagine if you were the owner of the company or what have you and had all this stuff you're trying to ship for sale legitimately and compete with, in this case, Apple, all being held up? And you have no revenue for that?
Because CBP said apparently that Apple had supplied them with the design specifications for their AirPods and that they found these to be very similar to Apple's specifications. So they're holding them until a court can decide.
Oh, boy. I have some issues with that.
Yeah.
That's a little bizarre. Now, again, if they had the Apple logo, if they, you know, otherwise were trying to be Apple. And that's CBP absolutely confiscating, stopping it.
And you can see in the picture, they're in the big red box with the OnePlus logo on the side. So they're not trying to be Apple.
Oh, man. You mentioned snarky. Uber is getting a little snarky. Have you heard about this? No mask, no ride. We said it and we mean it. That's what Uber is telling people now. Okay. If you're ever flagged for not wearing a mask, you'll have to take a selfie in the Uber app to prove that you are wearing one before they'll even pick you up. Drivers must also verify that they're wearing a mask before they can accept any tips. So while that's appropriate these days, I'm not impressed with the mean and snarky way that Uber is saying it. We said it and we mean it. Really? I'll take Lyft. Have a nice day. And need a mask there too. No problem. But they're not being nasty about it. I mean, I get it. They want to make a point. Well, good. You can do it without, you know, insulting your customers.
Yeah, well, it's similar to my son who just went back to school in person at a Catholic school down here. His mom was telling me that she has to take his temperature in the morning before they head to the school, text that picture to the school before they show up.
Text the picture of the temperature results? Temperature.
And then they check it when they get to the school, too. And she goes, well, why don't I can just take the picture one time and just send them the same picture every day.
I mean, they're certainly not going to look at details. Yeah. They should, concern.
But that, I don't get that either. Why we have to text a picture of the thermometer showing he doesn't have a fever before he goes to the school.
And this is at Catholic school?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
And then they check And then they check his temperature before he gets out of the car anyway.
Yeah. Well, I guess you can't be too careful, especially if the parent is sending the same picture every day.
Yeah.
When there was no fever. Nick in Windsor, Ontario, listens on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hey, Nick.
Happy 25th anniversary.
Well, thank you.
My question has to do with streaming video with cameras over Wi-Fi. I've had less than good results with choppy video, even when set to standard definition. Even when the camera is right next to the router. So signal is not an issue. It's just horrible streaming. My router is a Linksys N900, so it's like 450. Do I need to upgrade my router?
Well, Nick, yes, you should probably look into upgrading your router. The N900 series was pitched in a weird way from the start, making it sound like a gigabit router when it never really was. But it was a supposedly fast router for a cheap price. Now, having said that, it should be easy to find out if your problem is the router or the cameras. Just run a speed test on your computer or try to stream a show if you have maybe a smart TV. See what happens. If the router is struggling, it'll probably struggle for all streaming media.
Yeah, now you did mention multiple cameras, so the problem is still most likely the router. If having access to the cameras is important to you, you may want to consider a more expensive router just for the reliability.
Yeah, we've got more for you at intotomorrow.com. We'll meet you there.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Happy 25th anniversary. I hope you have another 25 years being on the radio. Great show.
Well, thank you, Gary. In Plymouth Township, I don't know that we'll be on another 25 years on the radio. I don't think I can stand that. But thank you for joining us nonetheless. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline, and this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet. High-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 to get more info. Again, text radio to 35,000. Stay tuned. Coming up in just a few moments, Dave will be chatting with Liam McCallum. He's the chief product officer and co-founder of a company called Loop Media. They're a media streaming company that they say is evolving the frontier of digital out of home.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. So you don't want to miss that coming up in just a few minutes. Do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter? I'm not asking Chris, so no. I'm not even looking at you shaking your head yes. I'm asking our audience. If not, you certainly want to, because amazingly enough, it has tech news, it has thoughts, it lets you know who's on the show this week, a lot of cool stuff. And
Beth's tech tip, buying a new vehicle can be a huge hassle, but using your tech can help make it easier.
Oh, and Google recently disabled 16 Android apps infected with Joker malware, but only users can uninstall them. So we'll tell you which ones you need to delete right now. If you're an Android user, be sure to get our tech newsletter at intotomorrow.com. Just your email address is all we need, and we don't share it with anyone.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you missed the deadline. That's right. Don't worry if you missed the deadline for open enrollment. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or anyone who just needs a better plan or a lower price. Did you miss the penalty deadline, have a baby, get married, or get dropped from your plan? Don't worry. Plans are available now, and in just minutes, we will help you find the right plan that's best for you and your budget. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free, and the help is real. You can finally get health insurance that's right for you. But hurry and get covered before it's too late. Call 800-332-1993 now to find the best plan at the lowest price. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993. 800-332-1993.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. This, our 25th year bringing you Into Tomorrow, our 25th year on the air covering the latest in consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. Of course, always inviting you to meet us at intotomorrow.com or my last name, graveline.com, if you will. It'll bring you to the same place. Our next guest is with a premium media streaming company with products and solutions that are evolving the frontier of digital out of home. I mean, that all sounds fascinating, and we're always grasping for more cool stuff. The chief product officer and co-founder of a company called Loop Media is Liam McCallum. Liam, welcome into Tomorrow. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. Tell me a little bit, if you would, first about Loop Media. What is the company? And then let's get into some of the things that we can chat about today.
Sure. Well, Loop is a media company. We stream TV channels to both businesses and homes. So when you walk into a Hard Rock Cafe and you see music videos playing, that's us. When you turn on the TV and watch a movie trailer channel, that's most likely us as well.
Very cool. And apparently that's us, or you, behind you. So is this just that's one right. of your channels that you've chosen to throw up on your virtual background at this point and kind of give us an idea of some activity, huh?
That's it. That's it. So music video channels are our forte. We've been streaming music videos into businesses for the last couple of decades. And, you know, we've just recently migrated to in the house for consumers.
Very good, because I think MTV, that's supposed to be music television for decades, right. Kind of gave that up, did they not? I mean, when do you see a music video on MTV anymore? It's usually reality nonsense or you know, some other stuff that you might be able to catch, but it's rare that you get an actual music video, and that's what you specialize in.
That's right. So, you know, we specialize in linear channels, what MTV, I guess, used to be.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of deals recently with, you know, TiVo and Plex and Gas Station TV to put these music video channels back on the airwaves.
And I would imagine that especially during this COVID pandemic, your business model, maybe certainly the streaming space in general, has changed dramatically. Has it changed a lot for you guys? Are you finding that you're streaming different kinds of content or just more of it?
You know, we had a couple of opportunities to really rethink how we did things during COVID, because you might not know, but Loop is into businesses. So 90% of our business are bars and restaurants. So The first thing we did was, look at that relationship with our businesses, and venues are obviously doing it very tough right now. If they're open at all, they're looking at ways to slash as many costs as possible. So we decided to launch a free ad-supported service so venues can run their music videos and digital signage absolutely free. It also gave us the opportunity to really look at direct-to-consumer. We hadn't done that before. We've recently just got the music video licenses, which is super tough, to go direct-to-consumer, so those same music videos can now be enjoyed at home.
Terrific. And great that you mentioned that as well. Was it also a kind of demand or major request from a lot of consumers that said, hey, I've seen your content in my favorite bar or restaurant back in the day when I could go. And you know, how do I get that? You know, I love the music videos, even if they're playing in the background, but, you know, it certainly gets your attention. Was it by request even, or public demand, that you said, you know, why aren't we doing it for consumers? And now you are.
That's right. That's right. So the customers would walk in. They really wanted to bring these channels home. And so a lot of our businesses have their own unique channels. They can program their own brand, if you will. So if you walk into a Margaritaville, it might be a very different music video experience than a Texas Roadhouse. And the customers wanted to bring that brand with them back home. And so that's why we launched a mobile app, so you can scan the QR code up on the TV and bring that playlist home.
You must know that a Margaritaville is right up the street from us, because we're in Miami, and Excellent. Hollywood is certainly one of the popular ones. Do you see the role of music videos changing as we head further into tomorrow? Or, again, more of the same, but just the fact that you've got a lot more opportunity now?
I wouldn't say changing. I think it's more about rediscovery. Mm. So I think the industry in general is betting big on what we call short form content.
Yep.
You know, people are looking for bite-sized entertainment that they can tune in and out of really quickly. And music videos, I think, are the original short form content.
In fact, a lot of the folks that are probably enjoying your music videos these days don't even know about MTV and how it started as music videos. It's like, oh, really? Exactly. They used to play them? You know, it's like somebody that says, you know, oh, George Harrison was with a group before the Beatles? You know, I mean, what? You know, but you hear that from some younger folk. So you're really kind of helping them discover this whole genre of what music videos are all about. And it's not just, yeah, go to YouTube and play one at a time, one of your favorites, or even build a playlist. You're building the playlist for them.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think we're the only dedicated music video experience in terms of just a standalone app. You've got audio apps, of course. You've got Spotify and Apple Music, but there's no just dedicated music video experience. And like you mentioned, to date, YouTube has been the only way to watch music videos, and people, when they really want to sit down and watch it actively or put it in the background passively, they don't want a funny cat video to come after their favorite playlist, yeah. Right?
Exactly. And you mentioned, of course, you're now doing an ad-supported thing, so you may have to tolerate a couple of ads here and there, but it's like radio. You know, you're not paying for it. The commercials support us, and our advertisers bring the content to you. So it's the same sort of thing. People not only tolerate it, but maybe get to learn something about a new product or can react to a product that they hear on a commercial, and in this case, get back to their music videos as well. But it's a lot more, as I understand it, Loop TV, than just music videos, too. I'm seeing on your website Hollywood trailers, college sports, hilarious viral videos. So, I mean, you've got a lot of different content that I guess folks can pick and choose from.
And that's really from demand in the venues, in the businesses. Sometimes they might have just audio playing. They might have the big game playing when sports was a thing.
Yes, right. When there were games that were even worth watching.
Yeah. But most venues have, you know, multiple TV screens. If you walk into some sports bars, they've got 20 TV screens.
Yeah.
And so they're looking for content to run on their second screen or their third screen. And those viral videos are fantastic. Sometimes you walk in and the game might be on, but everyone's looking at these funny viral videos in in between. Yeah. Trailers are great for, I think, more of our at-home customers. They just like to turn on the trailer channel and see what's playing. And we've recently done a deal with a company called Airbuzz that shoots drone footage, which is, again, so it's not just bars and restaurants. It's really anywhere, any venue, nail salons and spas and medical offices, pretty much anywhere that there's a TV screen that needs content, we've gone out and sourced that content for them.
So like the one that you mentioned, drone videos, is this where they're just kind of flying over various landscapes and so forth, letting folks enjoy those kinds of views, you know, a bird's eye view of something?
No, absolutely. And it depends on the location. So if it's a spa, then obviously there'll be waterfalls and nature.
Nice
things.
Mellow things. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. If it's a restaurant that is more active, then maybe it's snowboarding and surfing, that type of thing.
Oh, very cool. And it's great that that content is not only available, but becoming more and more available. People are getting very creative these days, as I'm sure I don't have to tell you and your team, because you're able to cull this information and the various video content available.
That's right. And
you mentioned some a partnership. I know you've done other recent partnerships to make things even more available for folks.
We've done partnerships, again, with Duke and Media for the viral videos, drone videos, trailers, Pac-12 Sports. You know, hopefully they get back up and running again. But, we're trying to partner with as many people as possible.
And the trailers, some people might be listening and saying, really? I mean, there's like a channel where you can just watch movie trailers? Yeah, and people do. You know, it's amazing whether or not they just want to share, hey, we've got to see this when it's available finally, or when the movie comes out, or when we can actually go back to the theater and eat popcorn at the same time, or whatever. But the point being is that a lot of people, and the movie companies have gotten smart over the last couple of years, too, with making the trailers a little longer, a little more of the story. And I think that helps, too. I mean, you've got to do 30 or 60 seconds for a TV spot, but they can do 3 or 4 minutes on a nice trailer for something like your movie trailer channel, and you see a lot more content. Hopefully the movie's as good as the trailer, you know, that old thing. But but I guess you have found that folks want to see that stuff, and they don't get tired of it.
Some people put it on in the background, just on the TV and run it. We see all day sometimes. Sometimes they just tune in to see what's happening. It's not just the movies. It's Netflix and Hulu and the other platforms as well.
Yeah. You talk about indie artists facing some challenges these days. What are those challenges and how can folks help? I've always said for many, many years, especially years ago, we've been on the air for 25 years, and early on when we were talking about don't pirate your best group's music or your favorite artist's music, because you want to support them. If you like their music, you like what they're doing, then don't steal their content, right? Is that one of the issues that you find especially indie artists are having some difficulty with these days?
I think all artists are having difficulty during COVID. The major artists we see are delaying a lot of output right now. Obviously, they can't tour. The indie artists, I think, have been a little bit more resilient. They're used to just pumping out content on a more regular basis. And Loop, really, we always have and we always will support the indie artist. We're all about the indie. We're all about the exposure of the indie artist. We feature them in our app, in our TV channels. We run quarterly virtual concerts for them.
Nice.
We play their music in Loop business venues. But I think most importantly, we put our money where our mouth is and pay multiple times more than YouTube does.
Yeah, well, there you exactly. Well, and that means there's hope, even in the pandemic scenario, for more indie artists to say, right, hey, Loop.tv is where I want to go because they are supporting us more so than others. And I think what you're doing is awesome. I hope you keep it up. And of course, Loop.tv, for those watching, you've seen that because it's on the screen the whole time. But Loop Media, the chief product officer and co-founder, Liam McCallum, thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and we'll look forward to getting you back soon. I'm sure you'll be doing more unique things, and not that I have 20 TVs in my living room, but it's nice to know you have a nice variety of content.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
It's our pleasure. Again, loop.tv for more information. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424.
Optima Tax Relief.
GasX for Tech. Thanks for tuning into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow on our site at IntoTomorrow.com and playing on our free Into Tomorrow app.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History.
Here's Chris.
We call it TWIF around here. See, This Week in Tech History. Hope you enjoy TWIF as much as we do.
Oh, boy. In 1901 this week, the Victor Talking Machine Company was incorporated. After a merger with Radio Corporation of America, RCA Victor became the leader in phonographs and many of the records played on them. The famous Victrola phonograph logo with Nipper the dog and the words "His Master's Voice" appeared on all RCA Victor phonographs and record labels. In 1954, this week, IBM displayed the first all-transistor calculator. These days, we think of calculators as pocket-sized devices, but this calculator was the size of a desk. Upgrading these machines to transistors from vacuum tubes didn't make them any smaller, but did allow them to operate using only 5% of the power that ran their predecessors.
Wow!
In 1957, the first Earth satellite was launched into space by the Soviet Union, effectively starting the space race. The craft circled the Earth every 95 minutes at almost 2,000 miles per hour. Sputnik 1 fell from the sky on January 4th of the following year. And this week in 2010, Instagram, a mainstream photo-sharing application, was founded by Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger. Just a year and a half later, it would be acquired by Facebook for $1 billion, which incidentally is about a dollar for every active user the platform currently has. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the most significant trade show for consumer electronics and home appliances. For more info, visit ifa-berlin.com.
The cool Into Tomorrow Hot
summer giveaway.
And just because I was stuck in a hospital with the Rona for a month, we decided to extend it into the fall. So you still have an opportunity. We don't have a whole lot of the cool stuff left, but trust me, we've still got a bunch of really cool prizes to share with you.
Like a toilet seat.
Yeah.
But it's not just any toilet seat. From Brondell, this is the Swash 1400 electronic bidet toilet seat, valued at $650. They also sent an air purifier and humidifier and an under-counter water filtration system.
Pretty cool. From Gift Apart, several gift cards for retailers like Walmart, Best Buy, Macy's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, and hundreds more. They sent $400 worth of Gift Apart cards. You can use them at all kinds of stores, and we have several of those to share.
From Data Locker, they sent a few of their Sentry K300 16-gigabyte encrypted USB flash drives.
One of the single most requested during our summer giveaway from Yamaha, the acoustic guitar with authentic reverb and chorus worth $1,225. Also, their EAD-10 drum module, transforming acoustic drum sounds with studio-quality digital effects, and that's worth $629.
From Simple Sense, we've got several of their water leak and freeze detectors. These offer around-the-clock protection and alerts.
Having any trouble receiving cell signals? Well, WeBoost takes care of that with their Drive Reach multi-user vehicle cell phone signal booster worth $500 and their Drive Sleek single-user vehicle cell phone signal booster.
From Razer, we've got Black Widow silent mechanical keyboards, their high-speed wireless mice, and Kaio webcams with built-in adjustable ring light.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. From Kingston, their Iron Key D300 64-gig secure USB flash drives. They sent us a few of those worth $250 each. All you need to do is join us on the show. Let us hear you on the air, and you, too, can win.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. As I've mentioned, you can now text to our 800 number, thanks to Text Me Anywhere, and we'll try to read a few of those. Rich in Purcellville, Virginia, sent this text.
Dave, taking questions via text is a very into tomorrow thing to do.
Well, of course.
We agree. I'm in the process of buying a new TV online, and I'm wondering what specs to look for to make sure I get the best possible picture. There's resolution, contrast, HDR, and many others, so I'm not sure which matter most and what to look for.
Well, Rich, your budget matters most. If you can buy an 8K OLED screen, you're probably good to go. And Best Buy has some in stock for only $20,000. But if you're in the maybe cheaper than a brand new car camp, like most of us, 4K will give you the best resolution that you're likely to access content in for a little while anyway. You'll probably even forget you didn't buy 4K if you don't go below 1080p. The difference is not as stark as standard it was to HD. HDR will get you better contrast, so deeper blacks, brighter whites, that kind of thing.
Yeah, whatever you buy, leave some room in your budget, though, for speakers or a soundbar if you don't already have any of those. Modern TVs are thin, and that doesn't leave any room for decent speakers. Some TVs sound so bad that you may not even understand a movie's dialogue. In reality, if you care about picture quality, you probably want to look at the picture with your own eyes before you go buy, so you may want to check a local retailer. Everyone uses the same buzzword words, but the quality differs across sets.
Yeah, and we've said for years, not just because we're in the audio end of business, being on radio, but make sure that you remember sound is 50% of your entertainment. So picture is important, absolutely. You want a big screen, you want those deep, rich colors and so forth. But sound is important. Get that sound bar or extra speakers.
Yeah, it's like for years they came with these little cheap cables inside that were always called courtesy cables, and now the speakers have sort of become courtesy speakers. So they don't really work very well.
Yep. IntoTomorrow.com.